James Webb Adventure Podcast Edition. And any information included with this audio recording is intended for entertainment purposes only.
Welcome to James Webb Adventure.
Welcome to this edition of James Webb Adventure Podcast. Where is my pillow?
In this edition, I'll be cooking my world-famous Webb Adventure Cola Peanut Chicken. Don't worry, friends, I'll be giving out the full recipe right here for you so you can follow right along. Okay, are you ready? You can get out your spatulas now. It's time to cook. Remember, please feel free to substitute any ingredient used today with one of your liking. Here's what you need to do. You need, first, a deep cast iron frying pan and one that can hold about 3 cups of oil. Okay. Get that ready, set it aside. You don't want to turn it on now, but just get it ready. Okay, you'll take about 5 pieces of chicken. You want to clean them, rinse them, and set them aside. Keep them cool and refrigerated until we're ready to use them. Now, the first selection of ingredients here today that we'll be putting together are the wet ingredients or the marinade. Once this is made, you can set it aside and keep it cool also. Here are the ingredients. 1 tablespoon unsalted sweet cream butter. Melt it down to a liquid, but so it's not burnt, not hot, just melted down. 1 tablespoon natural creamy style peanut butter. Melt it down so it's a liquid, not hot, but so it's melted down. You can mix it with the butter. Nothing fancy with the peanut butter now. Mine is a national grocery store chain brand that only contains peanuts and salt. Nothing else. It's the kind you need to stir and refrigerate or it'll separate. So that's the kind that I'm using. And I prefer that brand, that kind, because it will enhance the flavor better than a more commercial brand that is shelf-stable because it contains other ingredients that may prevent the peanut butter from mixing with the butter and the other ingredients in the liquid marinade. 2 eggs. You can add that to this mixture. 1/2 cup defizzed cola. The kind that, you know, you open your 2-liter pop bottle and it's sitting in the refrigerator for a couple days. You forget to drink it, so it's lost its fizz. Okay. Take that. Take about 1/2 cup of it and pour it in. Now it's going to curdle, but you add 1/2 cup 2% milk to this mixture. This will help to for things to coagulate. Stir this together. You can add about 2 tablespoons of the secret marinade magic sauce that we mentioned earlier in the show. Now, you don't have to use the brand name, but you remember, you can use generic. It works fine, too. So, we're not particular about brand names here, so we won't be mentioning any at all. Okay, generic is good. A few splashes of light soy sauce. That helps to add a little bit of flavor, too. Mix all of these ingredients together into this mixture. And what you'll want to do is let your chicken marinate in this mixture for about 1.5 hours on each side. Cover with plastic wrap. Stick in your refrigerator for about 1.5 hours. Turn the pieces over and let set for another 1.5 hours. So it's about a total of 3 hours of marinade time. While this is happening, you can now work on the dry ingredients and combining them all together. This is the coating or the batter that we're making for the chicken. Okay, what you'll need, here are the ingredients. 2 cups unbleached sifted flour. 1/4 cup coarsely ground Swiss cheese. And then 1/2 cup of the secret ingredient dry rub mix that we told you about earlier in the show. Okay, you can add that to the mix. 1 tablespoon paprika. You can add this to the mix. And as you are adding all these ingredients, keep stirring so everything is blended. 1 teaspoon salt, or maybe a pinch of coarsely ground baking salt, if you so desire. If you are on a low-sodium diet, by all means, disregard any salt at all. Now, you can stir this ingredient mix together, or you can put a lid on your bowl and shake this mix. Sometimes people like to take this mix and put it in a bag, and a nice big plastic bag, and then drop your pieces of chicken one at a time into the bag and shake. Now, there's a national brand name product. I think it's called Bacon Shake. And we're not going to mention any brand names, usually, but, and that's what their concept is based on, is a bag where you place your dry coating mix in, and you place your pieces of chicken into this bag, and you shake it. And that coats the pieces evenly and good. All right, that's a good idea. We're going to borrow from that, and you can do it too. So don't be afraid to try that, and your chicken will get good and coated. After your chicken has been marinated, take it out, do the trick in the bag with the chicken and the mix, and then slip them into your pan of frying oil that you've let get good and hot now. You want it to let it get good and hot, and probably about 390 degrees, and you want to fry the chicken up a good 15 minutes on each side, or until it's good and done. I'll let you decide that. I'm thinking about 15 minutes on each side, but you need to decide that. I don't want you serving your guests raw, undercooked chicken. That's not a good thing, so you decide when it's good and done. I'm just suggesting a good 15 minutes on each side. Now, while their pieces are cooking, one or two at a time, in your deep frying pan, you can line a tray with paper towel to absorb the grease disbursement from the chicken. And then when the chicken is done, place them on that paper towel. You can line a serving tray with spinach leaf or kohlrabi or some other fresh salad greens of your liking, and then transfer the degreased chicken pieces to your serving tray while they're still hot. Now take them out and serve them to your guests, who will be amazed at your new chicken-making talent. And so will you. It's a delicious treat that you can enjoy on a hot summer day or a cool Sunday morning. Your choice. Thanks for listening, and until the next time, enjoy the podcast edition. Following audio is being presented by your professor.